Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other." He said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." If you are a part of a church body that believes that God's word is harmful to you, you need to be seeking first the kingdom of God. You cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve the God that has been revealed in his word and the God of this perverse generation. You cannot serve both. For if you grow to love the God of the perverse generation, you will begin to hate the true God. But if you instead worship the true God, you will hate the false God of this perverse generation. You are called to love what God loves and to hate what God hates. Sin, evil, the devil. These are the gods of our age. Lust, perversity, desire for mammon. These are the things that would steer us away from the true God. They are the things of our flesh. We want to get ahead. We want to be popular. We want to be considered more important than anybody else. But if we live in the Spirit, St. Paul writes, let us also walk in the Spirit. Why is it important to point out false doctrine, to point out the lies of the devil? God has actually called us to do this. You remember the words of Jesus. Before you can actually help your brother who is stuck in his sin, you must acknowledge your own, taking the log, the plank out of your own eye. Lord, I am a sinner. And I confess that I cannot be saved apart from your grace and mercy. Have mercy on me. Forgive me my sins. Only when we are living in that life can we see more clearly to help our brother in need. People will consider it judgmental when you try to help them by pointing out what God's word teaches. And sometimes it doesn't come across as judgmental, especially when we do not take the spirit of gentleness. Let us not become conceited, St. Paul writes, provoking one another, envying one another. But brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. I, as a Christian, am called to live a life of repentance, of confession, and absolution. First and foremost, that relationship with God that I can better see for my relationship with others. If I do not recognize my own sin and only go around telling others about their own, then I am a hypocrite. Then I am being exactly that. I am being judgmental, and nobody would even want me around. But dear brother and sister, confess your sins. Look into the mirror that is the law and cry out for his mercy. We as Christians don't think that we're better than everybody else. We acknowledge that we are wretches, but a wretch that Jesus died for. That's the difference. Do not become so puffed up that you think you are better than everyone else. Acknowledge your faults. Cry out to God. Receive it so that you can better help those in need. If you are a part of a church body that confesses that there are scripture passages that are harmful to you, flee. If you believe that Genesis 3, Judges 19, Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 11, 1 Timothy 2, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 21, Ephesians 5, 1 Timothy 2, 1 Corinthians 14, Colossians 3, 1 Peter 3, and Titus 2. If you believe that these are harmful to you, then you need to flee. You need to find a church that will confess what the Bible teaches, not the gods of this age. A Lutheran reading of the Bible is a Christian reading of the Bible. We do not pick and choose what we want. Rather, we confess it to be God's word. So that means that I believe God has declared things that I might personally like to be sinful. What does that mean for me? Does that mean that I recreate God in my own image? Or do I need to submit? The answer, of course, is submit. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Yes, we hear his name blasphemed on our television screens, on our radios, on the phones that often will sit in our pockets, listening to every word that we use. Yes, we hear it blasphemed. We hear it profaned. We hear it taken in vain. But God will ultimately not be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. So seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness. Seek not your own bellies. Seek not your own clothing to be better than everyone else. Seek first the kingdom of God. I am a sinner. But I am a sinner that God loved so much that he sent his only begotten son, his sinless son, to suffer death in my stead. And I'm not alone in that, because each and every one of you falls into that same category. And every single person who's never even stepped foot in a church falls in that same category. God loves them. He cares for them. We know that God sends rain both on the righteous and the wicked. We know that he provides for the righteous and the wicked. So you might say, Lord, I am a devout Christian, and yet my neighbor who mocks your name has more than I do. Repent. He may have more earthly things than you, but he does not have the things that make up for righteousness. He lacks the most important thing, Jesus. At the end of his life, if he does not repent, all of his earthly things won't matter at all. And even if you were poor, if you had just enough to get by, you will have the entirety in heaven. You will never suffer lack. You will never suffer worry or anxiety. Never. For then you will see clearly that God provides. Dear Christian, in your life, whether you have a lot or a little, you have been provided for. God has given you everything that you need to support this body of life. You cannot serve two masters. You cannot follow the lies of the devil and this age and seek also the kingdom of God. Trust him. When you trust him, you will begin to notice all of these things. Jesus says, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Have you ever considered the birds? Maybe you had to study them for school. But have you actually considered the songs that they sing? The beautiful feathers that God has arrayed them in. It is quite the pastime for many people to sit with bird feeders out and just watch as they flock. But when you hear their songs, they are singing praise. When you see their beautiful feathers, they declare God's handiwork. And yet they are not concerned. They are not anxious. Consider the lilies. When was the last time you just went to a flower bed? or a place where the wildflowers grew, and just looked upon it to see the beauty of what God has created. They do not toil at this. Now, if it's your own flower bed, you toiled at it. But they don't toil for the seed. They don't toil for the water. And yet God provides it. Do you understand how much more valuable each and every one of you is than the grass, than the birds, than the flowers, than all of the rest of creation? You are His crowned, beautiful prize. You are the ones that He has purchased for Himself. You are beautiful because you have been made in the image of God. So why are you so anxious? Why do you have such anxiety, pressure, concern? It is because we are little of faith. Trust God. Seek first His kingdom, and all of these things will be added unto you, His righteousness. Do not be anxious about tomorrow. Tomorrow can worry about itself. Think about today. Think about how the Lord has provided for you today. He gave you the vehicle or the bicycle that you rode here in. He gave you a mother and a father who provided for you. He gave you a job that provides. He gave you a husband that provides. He has given you everything. Thank Him for it. Pause to receive it as a blessing. Yes, plan for the future. Plan for tomorrow. Don't say, I can just quit my job and never do another ounce of work, because God will provide. He has provided you hands. He's provided you feet. He has provided you a brain. He has provided for you to work. But trust Him. Do it not so that you can be glorified by men, but do it instead to the glory of God. Do not worry. What shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? That's what the Gentiles seek after. That's what the unbelievers seek after. But not you. You will trust. You will obey. You will receive His grace with joy. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. What a beautiful thought that is. The church sings. What God ordains is always good. This truth remains unshaken. Though sorrow, need, or death be mine, I shall not be forsaken. I fear no harm, for with His arm He shall embrace and shield me. So to my God I yield me. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.